First of all, what prompted you to close the Wood River Special Harvest Area?
Well, so we got some complaints from fishermen about illegal fishing. The troopers also said that they were seeing a lot of illegal fishing up there. Basically, there's two main violations: people fishing in closed waters around the McClung River, and that was especially early on. Then I think most people kind of figured that that was closed and stopped fishing there. But then the towing, and so the rule is you're not allowed to use mechanical power to maintain the same geographic location. And what people do in the Wood River is they tow parallel to the current. So they'll tow into the current, whichever way the current's going, depending on the tide. And they'll stay right at the line. And this makes it so that fishermen who want to legally drift fish can't, because that area is blocked off by these boats that are maintaining their same location by towing. It didn't happen just at the line. We saw other cases where boats were grounding as well, and like towing onto the beach and holding their position on the beach with the, bow of the boat rammed up on the beach, kind of. So there's a few different kinds of violations going on, but many instances was my understanding. And one of the requirements is to maintain an orderly fishery. And we felt like, especially with a lot of the extra troopers that come here for the summer to help patrol leaving, we couldn't maintain the Wood River fishing and the district fishing and still have an orderly fishery. We were also concerned about McClung Kings. There's a king run that goes up to McClung. It's a little bit later. We wanted to reduce any kind of harvest on those. So there were some biological reasons as well as the illegal fishing. Historically, the Nooshkak Advisory Committee has been very opposed to the illegal fishing in the Wood River. They're the ones that got the regulation passed for the towing. And so we considered that in the whole decision as well, that it's not popular with the locals when there's illegal fishing up there. So we weighed a bunch of different factors and decided that the best thing to do was close that fishing because it was not orderly. There wasn't a lot of harvest happening up there anymore. There was some, but the run's definitely winding down.
So it sounds like illegal fishing does happen in the Wood River Special Harvest Area in other years. So was it the combination of those other factors that sort of pushed it over the edge then?
Well, when the set netters are up there, there's not it's not that big of an issue because the set netters are set net. And there's no issues with towing or things like that. The drift fleet is different in that regard, and the drift fleet hasn't fished up there very often, at least under the provision of harvesting surplus sockeye.
We've also had some fishermen say to us that they don't remember the last time the Wood River Special Harvest Area closed like this. Do you know the last time that it was closed because of illegal fishing or some other factor that wasn't just the end of the season or a drop-off of harvest in the region?
I don't think I've ever closed a fishery because of illegal fishing, but it's certainly something that can be done. I talked about this with my boss's boss, and we discussed it. We sent out a warning to processors. We have a way to communicate with processors, and we sent out a note on Saturday saying, "Look, we're seeing all this illegal fishing. We're concerned about it. We want it to stop. If it doesn't stop, our only other option is to close the fishery," basically. I will say that we almost did this in Togiak a couple of years ago when there were five boats caught fishing outside the Kaluka section. We considered closing fishing over there, but we didn't. But it's certainly one of the things that we're required to do as managers is to maintain an orderly fishery. I just felt like with everything else added on, the concern for McClung Kings, the reduction, the dropping catch, the escapements dropping off in the Wood River, none of those by itself would have prompted me to close it, but you throw in the illegal fishing and altogether, to me, it added up to a reason to justify closing the fishery.
Makes sense. Is there anything else you want to say about this? Is this the kind of thing you might reverse in a bit?
No, we would typically have closed that in the next couple of days anyway, because of the lack, the reduction in harvest, the escapements dropping off. So normally it would have maybe stayed open till the 25th, But no, we won't reopen it. It's closed.
All right. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, anytime.
Bye.
Bye.